it looks like the French have gone into the Ivory Coast, according to the AP. French forces have stormed the bunker where Ivory Coast strongman Laurent Gbagbo, I don't know if I said that right, hung on to power Monday, arresting the man whose refusal to hand over the presidency to the election winner, hundreds of dead, and threatened to reignite a civil war in the world's largest cocoa producer. The dramatic arrest came days after heavy fighting, during which a French and UN helicopter fired rockets at his presidential residence. Forces backing the internationally recognized winner, I'm not even going to try to say his name, had begun a rapid-fire offensive to oust Gbagbo late last month. So it's interesting to see the French, who did not want to do much of anything in Iraq, I'm not sure if they did anything in Afghanistan, now getting involved in Libya and the Ivory Coast. The United States, once the world's policeman, still the most powerful military in the world, according to most, have stepped back a little bit with the current Obama administration and let some other countries do some of this police work, so to speak. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Well, I'll let you decide. But it certainly is interesting to see the French stepping in. I hope they don't go back to what happened in Vietnam a long time ago, because it was the French who were originally in there. And we all know what happened in that disaster. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But good for the French for going in and settling that mess. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.